This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And speaking of credit card points, they're a bit like a good bagel or a good baguette. They tend not to get better with age. Mark Orlowski runs a nonprofit by day, but by night he becomes the grandmaster of arbitraging credit card, frequent flyer, and frequent hotel points. Welcome to you, Mark.
Good morning, David.
You what? Recommend that people don't just hoard their frequent flyer miles? Because what? They often expire.
Frequent flyer miles, hotel points, they really only go one direction typically, which is they become less valuable. And you're better off spending them when you have an opportunity, assuming you're getting a decent value for each of those points. But the good news is, you know, you can extend their life. And that's a distinct advantage of many of these points.
All right. So what's a move to extend the lives of your expiring frequent flyer points?
Let's say you shop online. Maybe you've gone to Banana Republic or J.Crew or really any online website, Target, for example, and you want to buy something. There's something called shopping portals. And when you click through before going to, say, the Target website or the J.Crew website, you can click through this other website to that website. Everything will be the same price as before. But once you make your purchase, you might get, let's say, 2x or 3x or even 5x the points that you spend back no matter what credit card you use. And therefore extend the life by a year or 2 years or even longer, depending upon whatever the rules of a specific airline program is.
Wait, I want to understand this. By accumulating extra points that extends the existing points?
For most airlines, especially in the U.S., the miles don't necessarily expire. They just need to be sort of extended by incurring any kind of activity. So that would be redeeming miles for a ticket or a hotel room, for example, or earning new miles through a credit card or by using one of these cashback portals and reset the expiration date by a full year or 18 months.
There's also this, what, this gymnastics maneuver where I could use my credit card points, the ones that accumulated based on my spending, and use that to preserve the airline points?
The major credit card companies like Amex with their membership rewards points or Chase with their points or Citi with their points, thank you points, that is, let you transfer to a variety of different airlines and hotels. And they usually transfer one-to-one. And so you just need to transfer literally 1,000 points over, let's say, from your Chase Sapphire account to Southwest Airlines. And you would reset the Southwest expiration period by, I think it is, 2 years.
Points maven Mark Orlowski travels a lot for his nonprofit, the Sustainable Endowments Institute, where he likes to keep his costs down. Mark, thank you.
My pleasure, David.